You're listening to Chili Bee ASMR. For visual experiences, find us on YouTube. Now relax and enjoy the audio.
Hi, Jeremy.
Hi.
Let's jump right into your energy massage today. Feel how the body's doing. I'm used to this by now, but I want to get into tune with your energy and see what the body needs using mine. Do that. Got my senses starting. We haven't used this in a while, but first, gonna rub it on you. Now crowning it. A little bit of movement. Wiggle side to side. Dealing with some uncertainty. Some lack of self-confidence. Some questioning of your actions or behaviors lately. Feeling a little more lost in your own identity. Or perhaps it's more targeted. It could be something very specific that you're unsure about. Something you've been trying to figure out that you're having trouble getting through. Yeah, I'm just getting that little itty bitty wiggle. Clearing away any negativity. I definitely feel negativity. I've got some feathers. These ones are made of glass, using it to cut through any negative spirits, anything that's not serving you. And just prepare the body for the massage. Next, using some sweet flowers, all part of the cleansing ritual. And before we start the massage, the last thing I'm going to do is take my selenite wands. Very good for resetting, very good for opening, and just clear the body of any last things that are holding you back. Have you remove your shirt so I can do some oil massage with my stones. I think I've got some good ones picked out. Start by putting up your hair out of the way. You want to get any oil in there. I'm going to be using oil on the back along with several stones designed to really release physical and emotional energy. It gets deeper than a traditional massage, which is just going to attack the muscles. It's just going to work on any knots in the muscles, but this is going to go really deeper on an emotional level. We'll be focusing on a few of your chakras, your chi energy points. So one of them is here. You also have one in the mid-back. You also have one in the low back in the sacral area. So we'll sort of focus around that side. And you've got two as well in the back of the arms and in the sides. Using peacock feathers to stimulate the skin and mostly just relax you. Start relaxing the muscles and the energy so that it'll let me in to do my work. Peacock is a very symbolic bird, beautiful, and striking, can be puff itself up to be very threatening to its enemies, but is a generally docile creature. Some oil. generous amount so we can really coat the stones. Tracing that column of my energy, starting to use my ability to get the heat and the blood flowing here. I've been practicing Qigong lately, and it's been a really powerful way for me to focus my energy. I've been enjoying learning that practice. To start out with our first stone, it's an occluded quartz, dousing it in the oil. Let me know if the pressure is ever too much or not enough. The goal is to combine the pressure of my hands with the benefit of the stone. So occluded quartz is very good for stability. It's a very strong and stable stone. So if you're having issues with questioning yourself, might be a good one to experience. You get the warmth of my hands in that oil, but the coolness of the stone, and it creates a nice healing experience. Gonna move on. I've got some of my favorite stones. They're really beautiful. Again, just putting them in the oil here. These are agates. I just love their makeup. I love that there's some cracks and crystals in them. Super unique and effective. I like these ones for feeling more positivity and joy and hope. On either side of the spine. Right up on this point. Something's there. going to go in with something a little bit more aggressive now. Warm it up first. It's a Brazilian agate. And it's got a bit of a firmer edge here. You handle that?
Mm.
Underneath the shoulder blades, pushing away any tension. Now using the flat edge to suck up any negativity. And I have all these natural stones that not necessarily have to be gemstones to be powerful. Every stone has its own history and story. It's thousands of years old. It's had lots of time to connect with the universe and the creatures within it. And we can use that really beautiful energy to improve ourselves, improve our lives. Down into the shoulders. It's gonna get really tight here. This is where we hold a lot of our physical and emotional stress. So you might find if you're feeling particularly in self-doubt, you have your shoulders literally upright towards your ears. Some energy work. Feeling these two vortexes right here. Right on either side of this point. I'm gonna get my obsidian scratcher. Running this down to stimulate the points on either side of the spine. And it just feels really nice. You really want the body to start releasing some of that tension and some of that negative energy on itself. There's been too much self-doubt and negative talk recently. It's building up right here. Down the arms. You might feel some shivers up the spine or tingles down the back. I can see there's a few goosebumps forming. This is a natural physical reaction to stimulation, whether that be physical or emotional. Starting with a little bit of qigong tapping. tapping brings any remaining vibrations into alignment, any remaining tension out of the body. Heat with the energy of my own hands and applying it to the spine for a nice soothing touch. Mind if I put just a little bit of put my hands in your hair? It has a little bit of oil on it though.
No, that's fine.
Mixing between rather vigorous to gentle. This is mostly just to relax you. Finish off with my moonstone. Symbolizing a cycle, symbolizing a new day, a new breaking of dawn, letting us know that we can change and we can use our own energies to do it. It's gonna be cold, okay? Combining moonstone with labradorite to solidify any work we did today. Are you testing you? The sensing stone, seeing if we were able to heal any of that self-doubt. Definitely getting there. It's not 100%. But it takes time, and this will also continue to heal as the body accepts this love and this session that we just provided it. But definitely better. Thank you for your time today. I hope you leave here with a sense of peace and achievement. Just have taken the time to give yourself this appreciation. Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.